Peel and pressure groups. How important were trade unions in this period? Tailors in London had been stopped from coming together by an Act of 1721. All workers formed town clubs in the West County to protect prices of cloth made in homes. There was tension between worker and supplier even before the Combination Act of 1799. What were early unions like? They had passwords and oaths of loyalty. They concealed meetings, raised funds, and intimidated blacklegs. By 1850, there were 250,000 union members. What challenges did they face? The 1814 Statute of Artificers reduced apprenticeship restrictions and therefore threatening craftsmen. There was population rise and technological advances. Women and children were not protected by unions. And the 1824 Combination Act was repealed, but it was met with an act the following year that banned picketing. However, they still took strike action, with cotton workers striking in 1818 in Manchester, while 1820 saw 60,000 workers from different industries strike in Scotland. There was unity here, but they had a weaker consensus. How did they address the problems? Robert Owen brought socialist ideas to the movement. In 1829, John Doherty formed the Grand General Union of Operative Cotton Spinners. In 1829, Doherty also formed the National Association for the Protection of Labour. This covered 20 trades with 17,000 members. 70,000 members. Although it failed due to strong emphasis on handloom weavers, which didn't appeal to most craftsmen. Unions still associated with violence. The Merthyr Rising in May 1831, where coal and steel workers rebelled, saw 20 protesters shot by armed forces. The leaders were tried and hanged. Strikes in Lancashire, although they failed due to lack of funding. The GNCTU, the Grand National Consolidation Trade Union with tailors, silk weavers and shoemakers, formed in 1834, was the greatest union experiment. It trialled mutual support in strikes, fund for sickness benefits, and inclusion of women and agricultural workers. Although with its 16,000 members, it achieved less than the NAPL. Even when unions increased in size, for example, the Miners' Association in 1842 with 60,000 members, they couldn't achieve high wages. Whigs even considered anti-union legislation in 1838. Chartism and religious groups competed with unions for the time and loyalty of skilled workers, the Todpuddle Martyrs. Agricultural labourers in Dorset formed a society of agricultural labourers. Lovelace and five others were tried in Dorchester in March 1834 and sentenced to 7 years' transportation. 100,000 attended a protest meeting against the severity of their sentences at King's Cross, London. Chartism. The meeting, which launched the Charter in Glasgow, saw 159,000 people attend, and its petition to Parliament had 1.2 million signatures. The Northern Star had 40,000 readers in 1839. The Newport Rising saw 1.5 million people sign a petition for the release of the armed leaders of the protest. The National Charter Association had 401 branches and 50,000 paid members. Strikes following the rejection of a petition signed by 3.3 million people in 1842 occurred in 23 counties. In 1848, a petition with over 5 million signatures was presented to Parliament. Kennington Common Meeting saw Victoria and Albert have to leave London. Why did Chartism emerge? Urbanisation. 50% lived in urban areas by 1851. There was a decline in craft industries. Handloom weavers had 240,000 workers in 1820 and only 10,000 by 1850. From 1836 to 1843, there was a depression which saw bread prices rise, which makes it seem like Chartism was a knife and fork question. There was excitement for reform due to the Great Reform Act, Poor Law and 10-hour campaign. Support for Chartism. It reached a climax in 1839 when one of the first petitions was presented to Parliament. National conventions were held in London and Birmingham. The formation of the National Charter Association in July 1840, with the aim of getting working class MPs elected, had 50,000 members. There were plug riots in 1842, although in 1843 it declined as the economic situation improved. O'Connor established a Chartist Cooperative Land Company in 1845, which caused a split in leadership. In 1847, economic downturn led to a revival of the movement, culminating in the Kennington Common Protest. How effective was the leadership? There was Thomas Atwood, a veteran of the BPU, Fergus O'Connor, who was violent, his lampan that failed even with £100,000 invested in it, his Northern Star. He was blamed for the Newport Rising, and he controlled the National Charter Association in 1841. William Lovett, who was part of the London Working Men's Association in 1836. He was a moral Chartist. J.R. Stevens, who was a Methodist preacher, and James Leach, who was an opponent of economic change. The policies implemented to limit Chartism. Force was employed by Sir Charles Napier as he gathered 6,000 troops in 5 northern towns ready for action. He used this force against the Rebecca riots and the Newport Rising. 170,000 special constables were used to prevent Chartist demonstration at Kennington advancing to Parliament. They used spies and railways to transport forces to risings quickly. They were willing to suspend habeas corpus, and after 1842 disturbances, 100 Chartists were transported to Australia. There were only 10 transported in 1839. There were 15,000 arrests in the wake of strikes. What impact did Chartism have on Britain? There was a rise in newspaper readership from 33 million to 53 million in 1838. And 8 years later, 5 of the 6 points of the Charter formed part of British democracy.